This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Braj.
Topic of discussion today. What's the weirdest thing you've ordered from a food delivery service? This is on the back of us finding out that one of our local cinema chains have decided that using a food delivery app, they want to send you popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the strangest of ideas, but it got us thinking and talking a little bit about it. And then we of course, have moved on quite heavily into durian and how durian can now be delivered to your home from some places, safely packaged, unsmelling until you unseal that bag. We've had a few messages regarding that. So keep the conversation going if you want to let us know some of the strange things you've ordered. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. You know, can they deliver pad thai? Do they deliver pad thai?
I would love if they did.
Right, but I don't think anybody does, right? Do they?
Like fried rice and stuff, I guess you can get pad thai fried rice, pad thai noodles.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to story number two. Of course, the Olympics will be heading to Tokyo in 2020 in the city there. More than 500,000 people, though, are being asked to work from home as part of a trial scheme aimed at tackling transport congestion ahead of the Olympics. So over 20 million people use public transport in the greater Tokyo area every day, and it's feared that the arrival of more than another 600,000 people visiting Tokyo for the Olympic and Paralympic Games will overload the city's notoriously strained system. Have you been to Tokyo?
No.
Oh my word. In a bid to avert travel chaos, the government of Japan has launched its telework scheme, where an equal number of employees are encouraged to work from home for at least 2 weeks from July the 24th. This is according to Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry, METI, and they're hoping that more than 600,000 workers from 3,000 companies will take part in the trial. So, Tokyo, like Beijing, is their metro system is notoriously busy. On average, of 3.64 million passengers pass through Shinjuku Station every day, which was crowned the world's busiest station by the Guinness Book of Records and has over 200 exits. Did not know that.
Wow.
Home to nearly 38 million people, Greater Tokyo is the most populated metropolitan area on Earth. Now, in July, Google data showed Tokyo's Chuo line to be one of the world's most crowded transit lines, and the situation is not much better in other parts of the city. So on rail and subway lines, you've probably seen them on YouTube. They're known as Oshia, or the pushers, who are tasked with shoving passengers and bags inside packed carriages. Having ridden on these things, it's... I don't know how to describe it. You lose a portion of your humanity for just a minute. You know what a sardine in a can literally feels like. You know, I'm being completely unironic with that. No,
at
privacy.
At least the sardines have sauce.
At least the sardine. Your head could end up in somebody's armpit, and it's just not a pleasant experience.
You
at
just
all.
Need to numb yourself for a while.
You have to forget that you're a human being and have senses. So experts have raised serious concerns about the impact of the Olympics, which will be held from July 24th to August the 9th, 2020, and the subsequent Paralympics will finish on September 6th. So Azumi Taguchi, a Chuo University professor who has studied the issue of transport overcrowding, told Reuters back in November that trains could reach, in fact, 200% capacity at peak times. Can you imagine
that?
Quote, however, there is a possibility that the number could increase 1.5 times during the Olympics, he said, warning that the subway system could be crippled if it was to reach 300% capacity. So more than 50,000 employees from Fujitsu and more than 10,000 workers from NEC will join the government scheme, which has since been trialled on smaller scale since 2017. Ricoh will close its headquarters to allow 2,000 employees to work remotely. 63,000 people took part in the first trial in 2017, with a number jumping to 300,000 people from around 2,000 organizations in 2018. Now, not quite like China, who say when we're going to do something, they do it. And what they will do is the morning of the Olympics, right? Half of you are staying home.
Done.
Right?
Yeah.
Japan are a little bit more polite in their ways of doing things, right? You know, yeah. Do you think maybe you could stay at home? Would have been the kind of discussion. Mm-hmm. Now, I remember back when the Olympics hit Beijing in 2008, what they did was to take literally half of the cars off the road, and they did that by license plate numbers. So whatever your license plate, if it ended in an odd number, you were off the road for a particular set of days. And so
staggered sort of traffic.
Yeah, staggered kind of traffic. But a lot of people got around that, especially when they're a bit more wealthy, by buying a separate car that had a different number on their license plate.
What I love about this, I have a few things about this. So one, they say that it will be crippled once it reaches 300% capacity.
Right.
I love that they have such a high number. Like, you know, they are able to go to 300% of the capacity of their, like, trains. They can get, be like you said, like sardines.
Yeah.
And then they are crippled.
I'm just, where do they fit people at that point?
Yeah, I don't know. But most countries, you can say that they would be crippled by 99%.
Yeah.
You know, 110%. And it's a crisis. Like, you have no idea what to do. But they have a leeway to about 300%. I also love that they've been doing this since 2017. Mm. So that's like 2 years in the making. So they sort of stagger their plans. You know, some companies sort of practice, like, how would you do this? How would employees work from home? It's not just something like, okay, work from home and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They keep the productivity going and stuff. And they see how feasible it is and if they can implement it in the years to come. So it's such a good planning, and it's something that we've heard from Japan again and again. Like you said, like China, they would say something, we want to get something done, and then next week it's done.
Yeah.
Japan's all about planning. Like, you know, step by step, we know something's coming up in 5 years, we'll start planning now, we see how it works, and by the time it's there, it's completely organized.
And I'm wondering if they see the success of this running up to the Olympics, like you say, whether or not they hold on to the idea of it and keep it going. So perhaps those train lines in the future are not so overcrowded.
So packed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because it's not a pleasant experience at all. And, you know, here's the thing about the public transportation system, that it's so good in that it's on time.
Yeah.
And it's relatively clean on most of the lines. But when you do get into those really busy areas, you just don't want to get on the subway line, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have much of a choice.
Yeah. I mean, I guess people also do it because it works. Like you said, it's effective.
It's good.
You know, I mean, having that kind of, those kinds of like sardine trains shows that your public transport is so good that people are willing to stuff themselves into like, you know, into like each carriage just to get from point A to point B.
You know when it is good? When it's cold outside. Right, time for a break. Music next, Primal Scream with Jailbird here on BFM 89.9. Do let us know, though, folks, what is the weirdest thing you've ordered from a food delivery service? Let me and Arv know. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Ridwan Amir, who's come in via our Insta story, has said, "I'm not falling for this one." Very, very interested in what you're thinking about there, Ridwan. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.